For KMBA News, I'm Hannah Bissett, filling in for Trip Kraus. The nationwide shortage of baby formula has left families scrambling. In Alaska, parents say formula has already been hard to come by, especially in rural communities. Alaska Public Media Katie Anesta spoke with one Homer parent struggling to find formula and an Anchorage pediatrician helping patients adapt.
In January, Lottie Connolly got a call from her babysitter. They were out of formula, and her 10-month-old baby girl, Sloane, was hungry. On her way home from work, Connolly stopped by her local grocery store in Homer. She was looking for the formula she knows Sloane likes most, Enfamil Inspire.
They did not have her kind in, so I bought same brand, just different, and she would not drink it.
So she got in her car and started driving to Soldotna, about an hour and a half north of Homer. She checked Fred Meyer, Walgreens, and Walmart, and had no luck.
So I panicked, obviously, because there was no food on the peninsula, and I had to drive all the way to Anchorage at this point, 10 o'clock at night, to see if I could find her formula. And when I got up there, I went to every grocery store, Target, everywhere I could, and bought a couple from each store.
She bought 6 containers on that first trip to Anchorage. That was enough to feed Sloane for about a month. Since then, she's been driving up to Anchorage twice a month in search of formula. Connolly isn't alone. In one Anchorage-based Facebook group, dozens of shoppers share photos of store shelves so others can see where baby formula is in stock. A formula exchange page created by a mother in Kodiak now has more than 15,000 members. Another page, called Human Milk for Human Babies Alaska, has nearly 2,000 members, a mix of donors and moms looking for milk. Parents across the state and country have been facing an infant formula shortage since February, when the country's largest formula manufacturer, Abbott, recalled products made at its plant in Michigan after 4 children became sick with bacterial infections. Dr. Monique Child says her patients are having to adapt. She's an outpatient pediatrician in Anchorage, and she's been giving away formula samples that manufacturers send to her office.
I started to have moms that were, I would say, calling somewhat desperately, afraid that they couldn't find formula for their babies.
She's worked with moms and babies to figure out what kinds of changes they can tolerate. One option for older babies is to try out a new type of formula.
But it's just like you or me. If we suddenly changed the bulk of our diet, our GI system takes a moment to get caught up to that difference.
Child says it's important to work closely with a pediatrician during a formula switch to ensure that it's happening safely. Younger babies don't have as many options.
I worry about those babies kind of in the middle. For whatever reason, we stopped breastfeeding at birth. We're now 6 months old. We're not close enough to a year old to really switch to cow's milk. We're pretty established on formula.
A woman might not breastfeed for a variety of reasons. Mothers of premature babies often rely on milk donations at the hospital. But Child says only about 10% of mothers produce enough milk to donate extra. When Connolly couldn't produce enough milk to feed Sloane shortly after her birth, a friend gave her extra breast milk. Connolly says there's been pressure, especially online, for other moms to do the same thing during the formula shortage.
People are just like, well, why don't you just donate breast milk? They don't have to do that. They really don't. It's really out of the kindness of their hearts that moms even do that.
Connolly tries to help out fellow moms when she can. In one local Facebook group, Homer residents ask if anyone in town needs something picked up in Anchorage. Next month, Connolly plans to drive to Anchorage and pick up formula for other parents. Between gas prices and hotel room costs, she knows not all families can afford the trip.
It's a big community thing. You know, if we're already going, we're going to try to help.
National efforts to alleviate the shortage are underway. Abbott's CEO says it could reopen its Michigan plant in the first week of June. President Biden invoked the Defense Production Act and required suppliers to prioritize getting baby formula ingredients to manufacturers. Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski co-sponsored the Access to Baby Formula Act. Connolly recently ordered formula from a company based in Holland. In the meantime, she and other moms are keeping an eye out on Facebook and helping each other out when they can. In Anchorage, I'm Katie Anastas.
And for KMBA News, I'm Hannah Bissett.
Join KMBA News weekdays at 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon for important stories from around the state and more. Connect to the podcast at knba.org.